In the Middle Ages, for instance, the Greek agriculturalists long resided in those valleys while the plains had been, or I should say the grasslands, had been taken over by various Turkish tribes that had moved in. So that area, that Cappadocian plateau, that region is tied to the Near East. There's a series of trade routes that run from Cappadocia directly east and southeast, and influences have come up from Mesopotamia, from Syria, from Iran, and historically that is the part of the peninsula of Asia Minor that's drawn into the wider Near East. And it will be in that section of the peninsula that the earliest urban civilizations emerge. And repeatedly through the millennia, that portion of the peninsula will be drawn into the Near East under various conditions. On the other hand, the peninsula, as I said, the interior, as I said, is cut off by a series of mountain ranges. To the north, the so-called Pontic Alps, and you have a very thin coastline along the Black Sea, or as it's sometimes known as the Euxine Sea. That's the Greek name for the Black Sea. It means the hospitable sea. The Black Sea is anything but hospitable. And what the Greeks did is they named it hospitable when they arrived there in the 8th century to placate the god of the sea. If we call it the Friendly Sea, it'll obviously be good to our colonies. And that's why they called it the Euxine Sea. To the west, the Aegean Sea washes the shores of Asia Minor. And along the south is the Mediterranean Sea, which the Turks, by the way, called the White Sea. As opposed to the Black Sea. That's Karadeniz, Akdeniz. Turks actually have a very good way of naming the two seas. The shores, which are cut off by a rim of mountains, both on the west, on the north, and on the south, the shores, on the other hand, present a very different pattern of life. The western and southern shores are a Mediterranean climate. Going to the western shore, known as Ionia in ancient times, and I will use that term repeatedly, Ionia refers to the western portions of Asia Minor, where the Greek cities are planted, and the southern shores, particularly the region known as Pamphylia in antiquity, where the modern city of Antalya is located, one of the great cities of modern Turkey. These areas are very similar to the conditions you would find in the Greek islands, to the Greek mainland, the shores around southern Italy, Sicily. It's based on the olive tree, on what's called dry farming techniques. Here, urban life looks very much towards the Greek world, towards the Mediterranean, towards Europe. And so those cities along the rims are constantly pulled towards the Hellenic European civilizations, just as the interior is pulled towards the Near East. The northern coasts of the Black Sea, that third shore to the north, is only beginning to be understood. The area was actually off limits to archaeologists until very recently during the Cold War, and it's now under survey. That region was home to early Greek colonies in the 8th century BC. The conditions, however, are not quite the same as the Mediterranean. It's very humid. You're subject to some really dense fogs, even during the summer. The sunlight doesn't come through nearly as much. I've been on the northern shores of Asia Minor, Turkey, many occasions, particularly in the city of Trabzon, ancient Trapezus, and it's quite different. It's not a Mediterranean city the way ancient Ephesus would be, which many Americans are familiar with on the tourist route. And that has its own distinct conditions that is tied to a wider world, particularly southern Russia, the regions known as Transcaucasia, that would be ancient Armenia and Georgia. But all three of those shores present a very different appearance than the interior. The shores are cluttered with cities, cluttered with ancient monuments. And so you have these four distinct zones, the western Mediterranean, the western Aegean shore, the southern Mediterranean shore, the northern shore of the Black Sea, and the interior. I should also note that the western shore, the region of Ionia, the Aegean shore, has a hinterland, and is watered by four major river systems that arise in the western mountains that cut off the plateau. And these tend to be older, rounded mountains. They're not as formidable as the northern and southern mountain ranges that really cut off the plateau. And these regions are tied to the Mediterranean shore. From north to south, The northernmost river is the Caicus in classical times. The second one would be the Hermus, today the Gediz Chaya in Turkish. Then there are the Kayister and the Meander. And the two important ones are the second and the fourth, the Hermus and the Meander. The Hermus Valley is a very rich valley. The river empties in modern Izmir, ancient Smyrna, and that is the homeland of a number of important kingdoms. I like to call these regions sort of the Aegean hinterland.